Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Not long ago, the man who would be king, president, noted that he would not become a dictator if he wins a new term in the White House, except, he said, for day one. Was he kidding? Who can say? A sense of humor does not show up on a list of his attributes. Should we be alarmed? Dictatorships generally do not go well, as ample historical precedence teaches us. One could reach all the way back to ancient Rome for a sad story of government overreach by the guy at the top. A story I shared many years ago bears revisiting in the context of 2024. It tells of an agronomical miracle in ancient Rome. It came to pass that a poor peasant gardener, blessed with the most fertile soil in all of Rome, was building a reputation as a master grower of fruits and vegetables, from celeriac and Romanesco to peaches as warm as the Tuscan sun. Claudius Vitalis was simply the best. He sold his produce to strangers for a few coins, just enough to eke out a living for himself and his shaggy dog, Samson. One day Claudius realized that among all the creations in his garden, his strawberries did the best in the rich soil, one strawberry in particular. Within 2 days of blossoming, it measured 7 inches across and weighed a pound. Within a week, it had grown to a foot in diameter. Its own weight dragged it to the ground. Talk about low-hanging fruit. A month passed. The giant strawberry now weighed 46 pounds and measured 8 feet around in circumference. Soon his little garden and his giant strawberry were the talk of Rome. People came from as far away as Livorno, which was sort of like Perrysburg but in pastels, to pay the peasant a fee and gaze upon his magnificent fruit. Suddenly life was good. Money was abundant. So was attention from stout ladies not yet referred to as Rubenesque. But this was Emperor Augustus's Rome, not Claudius's. Augustus was top dog, the big enchilada, Roman numeral uno. He hated the notion that a lowly peasant was quickly becoming Rome's most famous citizen and one of its wealthiest. So the mighty Augustus, who courted the support of the masses but tolerated no dissent, conceived a plan. He summoned two of his soldiers, both spear carriers first class, who had earned his trust, and gave them a special assignment. "You are to destroy the giant strawberry," he told them. Apprised of their marching orders, the soldiers quickly located Claudius's modest house. The sign was impossible to miss. "Claudius's giant strawberry," it said. Intrigued but remembering their orders, the soldiers wrapped the tips of their spears on the heavy wooden door. The door swung open, but Claudius, despite his advanced age, was not intimidated by the show of force. He began to push the door shut, but one of the soldiers, agitated by the gardener's impudence, blocked its path with his spear. "No, peasant," the soldier said sternly. "You don't understand. We have come to seize your berry, not to praise it." "Okay, you probably didn't see that one coming. But seriously, folks, we do have a critical decision to make in November. Do we want a guy who should perhaps retire and tend to his garden? Or a guy who goes around crushing strawberries?"
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.